Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia's Federal Security Service says the computer networks of about 20 Russian organizations have been infected with malware designed for cyber espionage. FSB said virus and the way the networks are infected bear similar characteristics to the software used in high-profile cyber espionage cases in Russia and worldwide. Russia's intelligence agency did not say who is suspected of being behind the attacks, but the announcement came after recent reports of cyber attacks on parts of the U.S. Democratic Party in the U.S., the Kremlin denying any involvement. U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton campaigning by tour on a bus in the so-called Rust Belt, making campaign stops in the state of Pennsylvania, where she spoke with supporters about the challenges facing the U.S.
And so as we are honest about our challenges here at home and abroad, let's start from understanding that this country and our people have what it takes to get ahead and stay ahead if we have the leadership that gives us that chance.
In an emotional speech at the Democratic National Convention last week, Khizr Khan, the father of a Muslim American soldier killed in Iraq, praised his son and criticized Republican candidate Donald Trump. Khan said under Trump's proposed immigration policies, his family never would have been allowed to come to the U.S. Trump responded to Khan in an interview on ABC television, refuting Khan's assertions and wondering why Khan's wife stood silently while her husband spoke. Mrs. Khan said she was too distraught over her son's death to speak. This is VOA News. Syrian state media report dozens of families have been fleeing the besieged city of Aleppo after government forces opened a humanitarian corridor. Meantime, the U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State forces has reported more airstrikes on a key city outside Aleppo, where militants have been fighting to retain control of the city's center. The special U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, has urged Russia to let the U.N. take charge of humanitarian corridors in and around Aleppo.
Aleppo is becoming, as always was, an iconic place which can make the world believe that there is a human political solution in Syria. And that's why how to address it and how to address the genuine need of the Syrian people, in particular in Aleppo, but everywhere else, from Daraya to Madamia to Kefrayim Fua, is an important element that can have an influence on also everything else we are trying to do in the next few weeks.
Russia had proposed opening up four corridors to be administered by Russia and Syrian government forces to allow civilians and fighters willing to lay down their weapons to leave rebel-held eastern Aleppo. 2 weeks after a failed coup attempt in Turkey caused an upheaval in military ranks and throughout much of the government, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan may be slowly easing some of the purges instituted. On July 15, rogue members of the armed forces plotted to overthrow Erdogan. Other signals from Erdogan's administration, however, show no let-up in post-coup reprisals. More than 750 soldiers arrested since the coup attempted are being released. Another 231 members of the military remain in custody. Clashes during the short-lived coup killed more than 235 people. Pope Francis has condemned what he called the devastating wave of terrorism in the world as he neared the end of his visit to Poland.
E la nostra risposta a questo mondo in guerra ha un nome.
The Pope said our response to a world at war has a name. He says its name is fraternity, its name is brotherhood, its name is communion. He said its name is family.
Si chiama comunione.
Pope Francis was speaking in the city of Krakow, where hundreds of thousands came to see him. Also on hand for World Youth Day was a 27-year-old Syrian student who described life at home in her native country. She said it had tested her faith because she couldn't understand why people treated others so cruelly.
That's the latest world news from VOA.